Hi everyone, it's your favorite girl, Tara, back with another episode of What the Book to analyze my favorite passage in The Lord of the Flies by William Golding. In this passage, Simon finds a sow's head impaled on a sharpened stake speaking to him in the voice of the Lord of the Flies. You can find the passage on page 143 to follow along. Simon's head was tilted slightly up. His eyes could not break away, and the Lord of the Flies hung in space before him. "What are you doing out here all alone? Aren't you afraid of me?" Simon shook. "There isn't anyone to help you. Only me, and I am the beast." Simon's mouth labored, brought forth audible words. "Pig's head on a stick." "Fancy thinking the beast was something you could hunt and kill," said the head. For a moment or two, the forest and all the other dimly appreciated places echoed with the parody of laughter. "You knew, didn't you? I'm part of you. Close, close, close. I'm the reason why it's a no-go, why things are what they are." The laughter shivered again. "Come now," said the Lord of the Flies. "Get back to the others, and we'll forget the whole thing." Further on, the Lord of the Flies continues to warn Simon. "I'm warning you. I'm going to get angry. Do you see? You're not wanted. Understand? We're going to have fun on this island. Understand? We're going to have fun on this island. So don't try it, my poor misguided boy." "Or else," Simon found he was looking into a vast mouth. There was blackness within, a blackness that spread. "Or else," said the Lord of the Flies, "we shall do you, see? Jack and Roger and Maurice and Robert and Bill and Piggy and Ralph. Do you see?" Simon was inside the mouth. He fell down and lost consciousness. The head speaks to Simon in the voice of the Lord of the Flies, ominously declaring that Simon will never be able to escape him. He also promises to have some fun with Simon. Terrified and troubled by the apparition, Simon collapses in a faint. This passage is one of my favorites from the book, as it finally reveals the suspense of the Lord of the Flies' true identity. So, who is this Lord, and why do we have a whole book named after him, her, or it? The Lord of the Flies is actually a representation of the innate human evil that evokes the beast in every human being. Analyzing the novel in the context of the biblical allusions, the Lord of the Flies represents the devil. So y'all, he means business. In fact, the name Lord of the Flies is a literal translation of the biblical name Beelzebub, a powerful demon recalled to be the devil himself. But this is actually Simon's insight. In the final act of the passage, Simon faints, a reminder that this was not an actual conversation, but more of a realization that the boys themselves are the beasts, and their unrestrained human nature are what causes the evil on the island. And with that, I've come to a conclusion of my passage analysis. This is your girl signing out. Love and peace to all.